12.
In Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12. It says, in verse number 12, it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." If you would just pray me, "Lord, I thank you for bringing us here, Lord. Ask you, Lord, to give me the mind of Christ, Lord, that I would preach what you would have me to preach, Lord. Anoint these lips of clay, Lord, that I would say what you would have me and gave me to say, Lord, to preach, Lord, that it stirs the church once more, God, that we live this life with everything we have for you, Lord, that we live a holy life set apart from this world for you. We give you the praise, the glory, and honor for it. We ask it all in your name we pray. Amen." And you can be seated. I'm going to preach tonight. Although this morning I'm used to preaching at night, as you can tell. But this morning I'm going to preach on it's time for the church to get extreme, violent or extreme. And I looked up the definition of violent. This Bible verse says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." But I looked up the word violent in the dictionary. It means intense in force. It means severe or extreme. And that's what I'm going to preach to you tonight. But in this chapter, this verse I just read to you, it's talking about John the Baptist. And the whole chapter it talks about John the Baptist. He was a, probably people now would call him a very violent, a very extreme, an intense in force. They would say he was judgmental, legalistic. They say he would think he's holier than thou. But God used him mightily. He was used mightily by God. And I would have been reading the book Fire Revival Tarries by Leonard Ravenhill. Leonard Ravenhill said, "To attempt to measure the sun with an inch tape could hardly be more difficult than to measure John the Baptist by these modern standards of spirituality." I want to tell you, John the Baptist was mightily used by God. He was used by God in such a way. And Leonard Ravenhill also said, "What an army of priests could not do in 400 years, one man sent by God, fashioned by God, God-fired, did in 6 months what they couldn't do in 4 years. But he was all in the holy life. He was extreme. They, most people now wouldn't like him. They would say he's too extreme. He lived too violent of a life, too extreme of a life. But he was mightily used by God. But the first thing we must be extreme in is our walk with God. As my dad preached many years ago, he preached about extreme Christians. We must be an extreme Christian. We shouldn't have to use that word. He even said it. My dad said it in his message. But we shouldn't have to use a word extreme with Christians. But everything now claims to be Christian. And everything and almost everyone you meet in America, there's very few people you meet in America that does not claim to be a Christian, does not claim to be saved. But we must be this extreme Christian. I want to live a holy life before God. I want my walk with God to be in such a way that it pleases Christ. I said Enoch, he had a walk, he walked with God, and he was not before he was taken. And it said he had this testimony that he pleased God. I want to have that testimony that I please God. I want to live my life in such a way that people call it extreme. They say the way you live is extreme. And they see all the men in the Bible. I already said something about it. But they see all the men in the Bible, all the men that walked with God in the Bible, such as John the Baptist, Apostle Paul, and other great men, his disciples, all these great men in the Bible, they would say these men, they are too extreme. They say they wouldn't want nothing to do with them. They say you live too extreme of a life. Well, what is the but things you've used mightily by God and they please God? I want to live my life in such of a way that I please Him in every way. I want my life to please Him. But if I live just a life, this is like the rest of this world lives, we'll never please God. But we must live our life in an extreme way that we please Him. Have that such a love for Christ. Christ, but that nothing else is more important, that we please Him.
Yes, amen.
I want to live that holy life before God. I want my walk with God to be holy, as this Word of God has shown many a times that we must live. I want to walk holy in my walk with God. And people says, well, the things that you do, it's too extreme. I've come and had them tell me, the way you dress, it's too extreme. The way you walk with God is too extreme. You don't listen to this music, it's too extreme. I don't listen to contemporary Christian music. I made people red in the face at me because I say, I don't believe in listening to that. They say, that's too extreme. The walk I walk is just too extreme for some people. But I want to have that holy life before God. I want to live set apart from this world. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate. That's extreme. It may say that's what it seems like to people now and with in the church now. But I want to live that life in such of a way that it pleases Him. That holy life, that being like Christ. We talked about it in the Sunday school this morning. But I talked about, we talked about living a holy life, that people try to conform Christ to what they are. And Christ will never come to what you are, but we must become to what Christ is. And then people says, that is extreme. They say, well, but I want to live a life in such a way that I please Him.
Amen.
And it does seem to be extreme sometimes. But John the Baptist, some of the things that he lived, some of the things that he lived, we see the same extreme now. Some of the stuff that Jesus teach in most churches, it is a very extreme thing. That people, that's just way out of the ordinary. That you shouldn't do that. That's what they try to say. But I do believe that we must live life in such a way. We must be extreme in our faithfulness. I believe in being faithful, not only to the house of God, but also in your walk with God. I want to live my life faithful unto God. I want to live a life faithful unto Christ. I want this relationship that I have with Christ. I want it to be faithful unto Him, that I'm not messed with the things of this world. But when you're dabbling around with the things of this world, you're not faithful unto Him. I do believe also in being faithful to the house of God. I love to come to church. I love to be with God's people, as I told you a while ago. But we must be extreme in my faithfulness and not let little things keep us from coming and hearing the Word of God preached. The Word of God is preached in our church. My dad preaches a great word. He preaches what the Holy Ghost leads him to preach, and we must be faithful. And many people told me it was just way extreme. You shouldn't do this. But I go to a youth rally. I stay up after the hours of the night. Go to camp meetings. And still to bed at 2 o'clock. Get up and go to work at 7. They say that's way extreme. But I want to please Him. I want to be in there and hear the Word of God preached. We must be extreme in our faithfulness, in our desire. It all kind of goes together. But we must be extreme in our desire. I want my desire for Christ to please Him and to be in such a way that I'll do anything that I can. Anything that He asks of me to please Him. Anything that this Word says. And this Word of God, it gives you so many things. It gives you details. Everything that we must do to please Him. I want to make it in that rapture. I do not want to be left here. I don't want to go to a devil's hell. So I want to live my life. And so I have a desire that I please Him. Whatever He asks of me, I want to do it. In bold, we must be desire. We must be extreme in our boldness. Our boldness should be extreme. I have heard so many people say, I want to do what this man of God did in the Bible. I want to do what this man of God does that we know. I should sure say, everybody in here that would want to love to have the boldness Sister Susie had, a great woman, and somebody that witnessed to everybody she met. Everybody in here would say, I would love to have that boldness Sister Susie had. I would love to be that kind of witness. I wish that people said, I wish I could witness to somebody. But I just can't do that. Well, we must get extreme in our boldness. Well, we'll share this gospel with everyone we meet. If I never step behind this pulpit, I would never have the boldness to do it. But when I step back behind this pulpit, God does help me. He gives me the anointing. He gives me that boldness. We must have a boldness to reach this world. I want to reach this world for Christ. I don't want the blood of somebody else's. I don't want to have some blood of somebody else on my hand. But I want to do what He has called me to do. And we must be bold with it to share this gospel. It is a scary thing sometimes to pick up the phone and call somebody. The other day, God told me, God dealt with me. Call this person. I don't know if it's done any good, but I'm going to do it. I did what God told me to do. I picked up the phone. I said, I don't want to see you go to hell, but I want to see you make heaven. I want to see you saved. I want to see you in that altar living for Him and so repentant and living for God. And I'm just share with this gospel with people. It does take a boldness, and we must have it. We must step out and just do what He has called us to do. He has called all of us to be a witness for Him. We must be extreme in our prayer life. The man that I quoted a while ago, the one thing that made him such a great man of God, Brother Leonard Ravenhill, is he prayed for 8 hours a day. He prayed more than his wife said he prayed for more than he slept. And he won many souls to Christ because of this prayer life. I want to have that kind of prayer life where I can win souls for Him. We must have a prayer life and seek for souls. We must have that kind of prayer life. I want to see my family saved. I have a brother that's lost without God. I talk about it all the time. I want to see him saved. I want to see him in that altar, repenting and to be saved. But if I don't have a prayer life, I don't seek even 5 minutes a week for it, I'll never win it. There's so many people said, I want to reach somebody for Christ. I want to reach them for Christ. But they don't get on their knees for even 5 minutes a week to reach them. Souls, to reach your family. Seek God for your family. Seek God for souls. I want to see Polk County saved. I love this area. I want to see the people saved in this area. God has put this church here for a reason. I want to see the people saved. But if I never get on my knees and seek His face for these souls, we'll never see anything happen. But we must seek the Lord. And we must seek the Lord for revival. I want to see revival in Pentecostal Lighthouse. We do have a great church. The Holy Ghost does move in this church. But I want to see what they sing that day in the book of Acts. I want to see it happen again. I want to see the Holy Ghost say, and when they walk out, their souls be saved because of their preaching. They have such an anointing on them that they can preach. But prayer revival will only come through prayer. It's not going to come through any other way. It's not going to come through singing. It's not going to even come just through preaching. But it's going to come through prayer. It's seeking the face of God. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I will heal their land. That's not going to come by any other way but prayer. It's going to take prayer. We must have a prayer life and seek for revival. We probably know all of us are guilty of not doing it as much as we should. Bible says pray without ceasing. Always have that prayer upon your heart. Seek God for souls and revival. We must be extreme in evangelism. I want to reach souls for Christ. And there's probably not none of us. I talked about boldness on witnessing. But I hope there's some of us that does. A witness to people on a regular basis sharing this Christ. But I want to do more for Christ in evangelism. It's going to take extremeness. Brother Michael Armstrong, he preaches in colleges. I thank God for men like this. Brother Brent Williams, that goes out on the streets and preaches this gospel to a lost and dying world, a wicked world. They may not see many results, but they are doing what God has called them to do. I want to have an extreme in be extreme in my evangelism. I want to reach this soul, this world for Christ. We have a world that's lost and dying without God, and there's a church that just sits on a pew. That's all we do. Most of the time, you see many of churches, their preachers, all they're doing is sitting on a pew, and they say, "I want somewhere to preach." My dad said this often. Then he said, "They're just waiting for somebody to call them to preach, but just go somewhere and preach this gospel. There's something for Christ. Reach this world for Christ. We must reach this world." And the last thing is, we must be extreme in our seeking for the Holy Ghost. I want to see each and every person have the Holy Ghost. I want to see each person, baptized in this Holy Ghost. So because that Holy Ghost will bring the anointing, I want to see that each person does. And there's so many times that people come up here for 2 minutes, raise their hands before God, kneel on that altar, seeking for the Holy Ghost, get up, and then leave. But I want to tell you, you want the Holy Ghost, seek Him with everything in you. My dad has often said, get in the altar every time. He said, when he was seeking for the Holy Ghost, no matter what the altar calls for, if it was for lost souls to come in, if it was for married people that have a better marriage, whatever the altar calls for, he went in that altar and he seek God for the Holy Ghost. And one day, in a Polk County camp meeting, at the age of 15, he walked up to that, he did the Lord dealt with him. They get some rid of some things that was in his life. He got rid of them things. The next morning, he got in that altar and seek God. If it's something the Lord's dealing with you about something in your life, you seek God for the Holy Ghost, and he can't fill you. I want to see each and every person filled with the Holy Ghost. Stand to your feet all across this place. I feel like this is what God told me to preach.